Hey, BillOReilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News Tuesday, March 31st, last day of the month, obviously, 2020. Fight for your freedom and health. At the end of the program, and a final thought, I am going to address the new premium and concierge members, because we have tens of thousands of people now signing up. And I got to give you guys some guidelines. This is your own private news service. And this is a huge advantage for your life if you take advantage of it. You know, there are things that you have to do. We make it easy. But this is an enormous advantage to you, your family, and your friends, because what we tell you here is ahead. So right now we're covering the pandemic, but we're covering it ahead. What's going to happen. And I'll remind you that on January 22nd, long before, I don't know of anybody, I think the Blaze Bex operation did mention something that day as well, I warned about this pandemic, January 22nd. So I'm proud of that, and I'm way ahead. And if you are wasting your time watching cable news programs, I tried again this morning. It's as simplistic, as repetitious, and as boring. They don't know what to do. You know, CNN's still attacking Donald Trump. That's what they do. We'll get into it now. But I don't know, for the life of me, I know there's not a lot to watch on TV, but read a book. Go for a walk. You know, distance. But boy, oh boy. I mean, I sat there with the clicker. I couldn't get any information. Nothing that I could use on these powerful cable networks. It's a waste of time. This is not. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillOReilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so CNN in particular, NBC News also, trying to make Americans believe that Donald Trump is part of the problem in the pandemic. Okay, if you want to believe that, believe it. As an American, not as a journalist or anything like that, I think the federal government's doing what it can do. All right, in the beginning, it was shaky as any government would be. If you look at what's happened in Europe and other places around the world, governments were unprepared. All right? Everybody was unprepared. In addition, you had impeachment running parallel to the rise of the pandemic. So it's not an excuse, not anything. I've never, ever, no matter who's president, counted on the federal government. I've always been self-reliant. But something like this drops on you, it's like 9/11. Okay, so President Bush the younger is the president, all of a sudden, boom, the whole world changes in 24 hours. This is what happened here. So if the federal government was screwing up, I would tell you. Now, the president's speech is not as precise as it should be. I'll give you a demonstration of that. But other than that, he's trying. But this is a very difficult play, as you know. So yesterday, Jim Acosta, who is not a reporter, CNN has assigned him to the White House to try to embarrass Donald Trump. That's what his orders are. He wrote a book. No one bought the book. So it's not like this guy has a following or anybody respects him. He's a hatchet man. That's what he is. And that's what CNN wants, a hatchet man, to try to make Donald Trump look bad. Not trying to get information to CNN viewers. He's not trying to get to the bottom of difficult situations. He's trying to hurt Donald Trump. Roll the tape.
Go ahead. Let's give it a shot.
Sir, what do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm. And we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that, that it's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. And instead of asking a nasty, snarky question like that, you should ask a real question. And other than that, I'm going to go to somebody else.
Okay. So, two things. The question could have been asked this way. This is how I would have asked it, because I would have asked it. I would have asked the question. In hindsight, Mr. President, do you think that your optimistic view in the beginning of the pandemic might have given false hope? That's it. In hindsight, do you think? Now, President Trump's going to say no. He's going to say the same thing. I didn't want to panic anybody. I'm optimistic we'll get it done. We're going to defeat it. He would have given this. But that's how you ask the question. Not you don't accuse. That's what he does. That's what Acosta does. You accuse. That's what Megyn Kelly did, and I write about that in the United States of Trump. You accuse, try to hurt the president. And then you ask, well, why would he call on Acosta? Because it helps Donald Trump. To put Acosta down like that mobilizes his support, because most people don't like Jim Acosta. They know the game. They know what he's doing. They just don't know that CNN is ordering him to do it, and AT&T is the parent company of CNN. That's the most important thing here. All right, another quick break, and then I'm going to tell you about your private news service and how to get the most out of it. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. As I said, we're flooded with new premium and concierge members. Let's do the premium members first. So you guys are our vanguard and have been with us from the very beginning. You can come in here beginning at 7 Monday through Thursday and see a brand new edition of the No Spin News. It's easy. You get it on, you watch it, you get what you can out of it. You can then write to me, tell me what you think. You can discuss it with your family, friends, whatever. Then you get the discounts. Then you get the columns, all the radio stuff. Remember, we post our radio broadcasts every day, and you get all of that. And it is your private news service. Concierge members, a little bit more, okay? You get everything the premium members get, but then you get direct access to me, which means that if you have a question about your life, about the news, about the country, you email it to me, and then I email an answer right back to you. I try to do it the same day. Problem we're running into now is you got a lot of new concierge members. Some of you are asking questions that you can find like that on this. Let me give you an example. Some lady wrote, what did Congressman William Scranton die of? You could have done it in 2 seconds. Just put Congressman William Scranton, push the button, Wikipedia comes up, and tell you what you need to know. So if it's a factual question, you can get it much faster than writing an email to me. All right? Then we have the internet crazy stuff. If you read something on the internet that's crazy, assume I don't read it because I don't do that. Don't do it. I only use credible sources on the internet for research. I don't read the loopy stuff that's there. So, Bill, will you comment on this person who says Martians came down with the coronavirus? No. No, I won't. All right? I can't. I don't know them. Same thing with your state issues. I don't know what's happening in Wisconsin. I can't carry a news organization and know everything that's happening in all 50 states. If you have a question, define what's going on and ask my opinion. I'll give it to you. But for me to know what law is being passed in Indianapolis or Phoenix, I can't. I can't. And I don't want to mislead you. All my answers are based on facts. Now, the most, I think, worthy part of the concierge membership, despite getting massive discounts, which saves you a ton of money, is when you have something going on in your family. I got one today. Is Stanford University worth the money? Because it's going to cost you about $300,000 to send a kid for 4 years to Stanford. Is it worth it? My answer is yes. It's that good. School is that good. If you can get your kid in there and get that sheet, that kid's going to make that money back. And I hope pay you back some of it. But I'll answer questions like that. And I'll give you the negative. If you tell me that my kid is going to go to a college and I know that college is garbage, I'll tell you. And why? And I'll back it up. So all of this is designed, again, to go back to, this is your news service, but we are able to extend it to you for personal things too. But think about it. Think about it, okay? You know, I don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste my time. Serious stuff. That's what we like to see. And we are here for you once you subscribe to BillO'Reilly.com. We are on your team. We are going to do the best we can every single day for you. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm shooting stuff in there all the time. And the message boards, you're talking to other people who are smart. Dumb people don't sign up for this. All right? It's way beyond their capacity. This is smart people who want a new service for them. That's what this is. And that's the final thought. We'll see you tomorrow.